All right, good evening. I'm Clay Tuffley. I'm acting chair for the Grand Junction Regional Airport Authority meeting tonight, September 20th, 2022. We'll do a quick roll call of our commissioners. Commissioner Schrader?
Here.
Commissioner Taggart?
Here.
Mr. Brabeck?
Here.
Mr. Velarde?
Here.
Commissioner Marshall?
Here.
Great timing.
And Chair Benton is excused. Let's go through, Cameron, who's on the phone and who's in the...
Yeah, guest on the phone, we have Dan Reamer, legal counsel, Jeremy Lee, Mead and Hunt, Josh Cohen with InterVistas, and then in the room for staff, we have Angela Padalecki, executive director, Shayla Flesh, accounting coordinator, Ben Peck, director of facilities, Dylan Hinderline, director of operations, and myself, Cameron Reese, board clerk.
Thank you, Cameron. Let's do, if you'll join me in a quick pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. We will now look for approval of our agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on the agenda? Any changes from staff?
No.
All right. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Commissioner comments?
Well done at our combined meeting last week. Thank you guys for all the energy and time you put into it. I know you did a lot of prep for that and it showed, so thank you.
Yeah, I think you really helped the situation, and I really thank you because, as Angela knows, not that it is direct to us, but there was the beginnings of some noise of diverting some money from the Grand Junction Alliance, and I think it really calmed things down when you, in particular, made a point, Angela, talking about it was going to take in the seven figures to get future service to whether it be San Francisco or someplace else. But that really helped because I was starting to get worried that the noise was getting louder. So thank you. I can't assure you that it's been calmed, but I think it's better.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, I agree. It was a great presentation. I think it was well received. So, great job getting it set up for them as well.
I agree.
Any other commissioner comments? Cameron, do we have any citizen comments?
We do not have any citizen comments this evening.
Nor any citizens, it appears. They're not associated with this entity. Looking at the consent agenda, we have two items, our minutes from August 16th, 2022, and the purchase authorization for some landscaping rock. Anybody have any concerns with those? I would accept a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, that passes unanimously. All right, moving on to our action item for the evening. Resolution number 2022-003 to approve rates and charges.
Great. I'll take that.
Okay.
So this is a follow-up to our discussion last month at the board meeting about parking rate increases. So we took the feedback you provided, which was pretty heavily concentrated on let's not charge more than we need to, but we need to charge what we need to and what's fair and competitive because we have a lot of expenses at the airport and we need to just remain competitive. So, you know, taking that feedback along with the feedback from our consultants and recommendations, we have before you a recommendation to modify the rates and charges and to have these new rates go into effect November 1st. So just to make sure everyone's on the same page, because I know there are a couple folks missing at that meeting. We haven't increased parking rates since 2016. Since that time, the CPI alone has gone up 24%. Our operating costs have gone up 22%. Our finance and audit committee meeting committee members can concur that we expect costs will go up again next year, and that's what we're budgeting for. And also, we've increased most of the other rates and charges throughout the airport, and with those other stakeholders, and this one has been held flat. So it does seem due for an increase. Furthermore, you know, we want to make the investment to expand the public parking lot, the paved public parking lot. Next year, we expect that's going to cost about $2.5 million. And so when it comes to how we pay for that, you know, we need to make sure that you know, those rates are keeping up so that we can fund those types of investments. Next slide. When it comes to benchmarking, last month we talked a little bit about other parking rates at different airports. That's a logical first step in thinking about, oh, we want to remain competitive. Even though typically people don't take parking rates into deep consideration when making their airport choice, it's an afterthought. Even our leakage for those deals in Denver, right, shows that because their parking rates are really high. But locally, our hotels have really started they're charging for parking locally, and they're charging more than us in some cases. So what you see here is just a sampling of some of the major hotel brands in the area. So the DoubleTree charges $12 per night for guests, hotel guests. So that's not like a park and fly program, that's for hotel guests. The Courtyard, I think, is charging $9. Downtown, you see that Spring Hill and Fairfield are charging $11, and so is True. So when it comes to our recommendation, these influenced our recommendation because we don't think that it makes sense that you pay more somewhere else on Horizon Drive to park than you do at the airport, you know, just given the parking needs here, the parking amenities. And so to be competitive, that's really how we got to that $12 number. I will say, you know, we initially considered a $13 number. 13 is never used in aviation. And so it felt very, very unlucky, and I just felt uncomfortable with it. So we moved away from that, and I want to be candid. There's some criticism from my colleague to my left on that, but there is not a 13th gate at an airport. There is not a 13th row. I mean, 13 is just not used, and so I don't think we should use it either. We went round and round. Actually, when I was at Denver, we were expanding the gates. The engineers were really frustrated because they wanted the numbering pattern, right? It gets really messed up if you skip 13 and you have the odds on one side and the evens. And the airlines are like, we will not lease that gate. Like, we're not leasing gate 13. Nowhere do we have gate 13, so.
You can't find a 13 in hotels.
I had no idea.
Yeah. There's not a 13th floor.
You can't find
it. There's no 13 in the airplane when you're walking down?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, almost suddenly.
So, New York City, just because
there's
I know
not, in New York City, there's not a
13th floor.
There's not a 13th floor in any of the high rises in the city.
There's
you won't find it on the elevator.
Us,
you won't find it in the elevator. You
don't
find a 13.
Yeah. No, in
it
any hotel.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. No.
What's
any
that
building.
From?
Superstition?
Superstition.
Have you not seen the
it's
film?
Like
it doesn't end well.
Back
yeah.
from like when we got off the boats.
What?
Yeah, okay,
that's
so you're
crazy.
In the same campus engineers. Like, really, are we just going to perpetuate this forever? We're always going to get 13? And
yep.
No difference.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't want to be the first organization to start.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't expect we'll have a 13th gate either someday. But when it comes to kind of how we got here, and if you want to flip to the next slide, actually, because we reviewed this with you all. This is straight from the presentation last week. And we were looking at $13 a day. And ultimately, when we talk about the fact that costs, you know, we already haven't kept up with inflation and things, we're in the 20-something percent, you know, logically, it was tempting to say, oh, we should jump to 13. Still, that's a 30% increase. We wouldn't do that in any other business line in 1 year. I don't want to do that in this business line in 1 year. But I do think that means that, you know, it'll be sooner than later that we come back for another rate increase, probably in a couple of years. But we're going to skip 13. Unless I get outvoted. I mean, I don't get to vote, but I'm not going to recommend a 13.
12 figure.
So.
Well, I think it's helpful to see the hotel rates too, so thanks for doing that, because I didn't have that context, and that matters a lot. So.
So ultimately, this is what we've proposed. So it's really three changes that we think will generate at least an extra $315,000 per year. So increasing the daily max from $10 to $12, maintaining free parking but switching from 30 minutes to 20 minutes, and then basically getting to that daily max faster. So looking at 20-minute increments, and it's $2 per additional 20-minute increment until you get to the daily max. And that's important for an airport like ours, because like for a business traveler who maybe is going on a one-day trip, if you think about it, they leave on a 6 a.m. departure. When they come back, there are no 6 a.m. arrivals, right? So the first arrival is going to be more like 9 o'clock. And so they have a one day plus a couple of hours. So we want to make sure that for those passengers, they're not seeing, you know, if you're here for an hour, we don't want you paying for a day. But if you're here for a few hours, you're going to pay for a day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Any other questions, comments on this item? No? Okay. Then I would accept a motion for approval of this action item.
I move to adopt resolution number 2022-003, rates and charges effective November 1st, 2022.
Thank you, Rick. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Erling. Okay, we'll do a roll call vote on this. Any other discussion before we call for the vote? Okay. Commissioner Marshall?
Aye.
Commissioner Schrader?
Aye.
Commissioner Taggart?
Aye.
Commissioner Brabeck?
Aye.
Mr. Velarde?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. You know, Tom gives me grief about I as am an aye, but that's what I said. This
but
is
Tom's not here.
Approved unanimously. So thank you all. Thank you, Angela. Move to our staff reports.
Right.
Angela.
So today I'm not going to cover an activity report in any way, because we covered that last week at our joint agency meeting. But I do have a few things to cover. I'll start with this construction. As you can see out there, the trucks are all neatly lined up, and I'm glad to see that, because it's supposed to rain, and otherwise they're going to just be stuck all over the place. So, Jeremy, I know you're not here in person, but you know, don't worry. The trucks don't look stuck. They're all lined up out there, preparing for the rain. Tons of work has been going on out there. I mean, if any commissioners would like to come out to go on a tour with someone from our team, like Dylan, Ben's going to come too, though, because I don't want to take pictures. It is really cool out there to get to see it. So if you want to come out and see it, you know, if you want to bring a kid or a grandkid, you know, feel free. It is a really, it's a huge scale operation. You know, you see them working from out here, but when you get to see the other side, and you get to see how much dirt they've moved and how they're moving it, I mean, it's pretty cool. So also, thanks to Cameron, we have a, what is it called? What's the camera?
A time-lapse
camera
awesome.
Set up. So
oh, wow.
We expect to keep that set up for until the runway's done. But
ooh.
I mean, it'll be really fun because they're shaving these hills, and on a day-to-day basis, we can't tell. But you know, I'm excited to go whoop, and watch them zoom down. So we were talking today, and we think that by November there'll be a cool video to share with the board. But at 2 photos a day, you know, not a lot of material so far. But things are humming along out there, and looking good. So we've had some dust control issues. Sorry, go ahead.
No, just a question. You probably answered this, and I missed. Due to my back issues last month, where's the soil going?
Where's the what?
Where's the soil going?
Oh, it's filling a hole over there. So
oh.
That's where, you know, the colorful graphic we look at? It always includes two places. One where they're taking from, and that's typically on this side of the airfield, and one where they're moving it to. So you start in the middle where they're kind of just going this really short haul. The next one, it's a much longer haul, and then it gets longer and longer.
But
so.
It's still all out here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So it balances. That's
zero,
and
zero.
When we say it balances, you know, you want the contingency to be that you have a little left over, not that you need a little. And so we do hope we'll have a little bit of dirt at the end of the project. We expect that. And Jeremy, if you're cringing on the phone, I'm sorry at my rudimentary way of describing this. But, you know, we say the dirt work balances, and that means that we won't need to bring dirt in. We don't expect to have much left, but we're confident that we don't need to bring it in.
Okay.
So, anything to add to that, Jeremy?
No, that was a great description.
Concise.
So, but dust control has been a big issue, and the rain has been a blessing with that, because it's, you know, added some moisture in there. But if you're out there and you feel that soil, if you get out of the truck, I mean, it feels like cake mix or something. So you put moisture in there, and trucks can't be out there when it's really wet. So it's just this balancing act. They have tons of water out there, and it's still not doing as good a job as we want it to do, so they're going to pipe water in.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge operation. So Kelly Trucking, to remind everyone, Kelly Trucking was awarded the contracts for schedules 1 through 4. So now, I mean, they're doing enough work to where they're going to be out there a while. They want to make sure it's set up correctly because, you know, schedules 1 through 3 in the middle and you're getting wider, right? So it's a big operation.
So when we say pipe water out there, are they going to have to bring it out around the corner of the field? Or?
Jeremy, do you want to describe how they're planning to pipe that water?
Yeah, so we have access to a water connection over on the southwest corner of the airfield. And they put in one run of water that's 5,000 feet, and then they have a 2,000 foot extension they added to that. So we have piped over a mile of water, almost a mile and a half, and then we actually had to put a booster pump out there midway through the line to keep the flow.
Yeah.
Is it potable water or is it gray water?
Potable water. We are coordinating through Ute Water and the Bureau of Reclamation for that, for the overall program.
Early on, we tried to get gray water, and we were unsuccessful in getting gray water. So.
You have a canal nearby right there.
Yeah. So, I'm sure Jeremy hasn't given up.
We don't have any water.
Not a quitter, but that's what we have now. So.
That's the problem. We don't have water, that's the problem.
Yes, especially you.
We might have small
water.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
But I mean, I think Erling can attest. He mentioned to me earlier today, it's like, man, that dust. I mean, I know there's nothing you can do about it, but sometimes it is a big dust cloud out there, and it is. And we're getting it figured out and dialed in because in the spring, you know, based on the wind patterns, the risk is higher because right now most of the time the wind's blowing that way. But when it starts blowing this way, we want to make sure things are dialed in and under control. So construction's humming along, and let us know if you want to see anything. I don't have other slides, but there's just a few other things I wanted to cover. So thank you all for attending the joint agency meeting, all your support. We look forward to that meeting every year, and I think it's just such a nice way to keep our partners updated on what's going on at the airport. Please, if you hear any feedback, especially you, Rick, from your colleagues, you know, don't be shy about what you hear, but overall we've heard positive feedback from that. And a big thanks to the staff. Last week was an extremely busy week for us with that meeting, as well as preparing for the budget meeting today, our board meeting, and then we also had our FAA, our annual Part 139 inspection, which went really well. The FAA was very complimentary. It is not a dream come true for an ops director to have record-breaking rain during your CERT inspection in the desert because, you know, it just causes some unpredictable things, right? And your CERT inspector gets to watch you figure that out. But I think we did really, really well in that environment, actually really spoke to the processes we have. And the inspectors come and they help us find ways to do things better. And that certainly happened this time. But Dylan and his team did a phenomenal job. So he thought he was going to cover that, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to thank you instead. So big thanks to our team.
You can go home now, Dylan.
Yeah.
So we don't have an ADP update today. We likely will in October, and we'll be sending out that executive summary for review, and hope that we'll be able to go over it briefly in the October workshop. So that's going to be a 10-pager. It's shiny. It's pretty. You know, it's the one pager we've been wanting, plus plans for the airport. Really excited about that. I mean, I just think for the community, it's something where it's like, wow, the airport is going to do these things. This is great. This is the path they're on. So more to come on that, but we will be submitting our airport layout plan to the FAA for approval likely the first week of October, so we're in final review of that. Made big improvements there, so kudos to the InterVistas team. I mean, they really have done a great job getting that in a good spot. Also, the first week of October, we're hosting the FAA for our annual capital improvement program meeting and planning meeting with CDOT. And so we'll really be planning for the next 5 years. That's how we look at things. So we had a prep meeting with them a month ago when kind of grants were final and that picture was more clear that there likely wouldn't be end of year money. Just to talk about strategies. So I think we're really well set up for that, but we should have better capital plan. planning information in the next couple of months because we're having that meeting a little early. So overall, though, we expect that the next 10 years of airfield improvements are going to cost somewhere between $140, $190 million. Most of that is the runway program, but there are some other improvements in there. There's still other rehab. So when you think about that in our dollars, you know, that is $14 to $19 million on our 10% match. CDOT typically covers $250,000 a year, so it wouldn't be quite that much, but those are the numbers that we're thinking through as, you know, we finalize the budget for next year, and it allows us to do longer term cash flow planning that we're really eager to understand and share with the board. So, like I said, October, November, I think we're gonna be able to have much deeper conversations than we've ever had about that cash flow picture and what we think it looks like over the next 10 years. But where I feel confident is that we're on a good path, that, you know, we still, even with these cost escalations, we can continue to afford the runway program and can continue to accept as much money as the FAA has in any given year. But it is going to really restrict our ability to make investments outside that runway program. So, wanted to congratulate Shayla on her hard work on the budget. You know, Sarah left us, sadly. We are recruiting for a new finance director. If you know any good people, let us know. We actually have a few openings throughout the airport, so if you know anyone who wants to work at the airport, feel free to send them to me directly, and I'm happy to connect them with the right folks.
What do we tell them? Are they allowed to work remotely, or are they need to be based here?
They need to be based here.
Okay.
That's where, you know, within our positions, we do allow working from home some, but we're just too small of a team. You know, we might need you to come in and shovel snow or drive a plow truck or do whatever.
Okay.
I'll drive a plow truck.
It's like a Midwest dream.
Yeah,
so Dylan has that opening, you guys.
We have volunteers, actually.
Is it high?
Yeah.
It depends which one.
If it's tall, I'm all in.
Wait, I have been here 3 years, and I haven't been here.
Oh. I love Cameron piping up like,
Step in line, fellows.
So, but, I mean, we're still, from a staffing perspective, we're still in a really good shape compared to, you know, that kind of the average that you're seeing. But we are, you know, we have lost a few people. So, you know, we're keeping an eye on that and implementing some incentive programs and things to just make sure that we can attract and retain good staff. So we'll be presenting the budget, just as a reminder, for the first time at the October workshop. And so that really gets the clock started, the state statute clock that we have on when we have to present to you versus when you approve. So obviously you're always free to ask questions during that workshop, but typically we have that mid-year discussion on the budget at the October meeting, because that way we can add the context in the workshop, you can digest it, look at the details, ask questions at the October meeting. And we have been working with the airline property folks on the airline use and lease agreements. We are hopeful we'll get them executed by the first of the year. There's a chance, there's discussion within that group that they're having a lot harder time getting 5-year leases through their legal team than they are 3-year leases that have some options on there. So we're looking at that as an alternative, because right now, I mean, we've been in month-to-month holdover for so long that we would really love to just find ourselves, three years sounds like a long-term lease compared to, it is a long-term lease compared to month-to-month. So that may be where we land, but we'll continue to report out to the board. We do expect to have a 15% increase in our airline rates and charges for next year, and expect that, you know, that's likely what the increases will be in the years to come. They're not excited about that, but they do understand. And we're in an environment where most airline rates and charges are going up, with activity levels being down and costs the way they are. It's just the way the math works. Sorry, I just have a few more. You can tell I haven't been sending my written report having to cover so much, so sorry. But PFAS, we've talked a little bit about the fluorine foams with you all before. I think Dan's typically covered them in his legal updates. There has been movement there within the FAA. So as a reminder, the FAA requires that we have PFAS foam in our fire trucks. It's a requirement. There are some states, like Washington, that have banned those foams. So it kind of pins airports, you know, against the state they're operating in versus the FAA with their operating certificates. The FAA has been looking for years at alternatives, you know, and had been unsuccessful, but it looks like they're close. And we expect that, you know, next year, we very well may switch from non, you know, to a non-fluorine foam. So fortunately, CDOT Aeronautics Division, like, really stays on top of these things. So they already have been planning for how airports will dispose of this foam. It'll be extremely expensive. And since they have a budget right now that has a lot more revenue, they have a lot more money than they expected to have, they have been looking at and, you know, going to their board to develop a program to actually fund the disposal of that foam for public airports. Mm. So wanted to just give you a heads up on where things are, because it's been a topic in aviation as long as I've been in aviation, that it's imminent, these are going away, but they haven't. It looks like we're truly closer than ever, and it very well could happen in the next year. And I think we're in a good position, and CDOT really is looking out for airports to minimize the costs associated with that. So, anything to add, Dylan, on that front?
No, I would just say kudos to the Division of Aeronautics to be mindful of the situation the airports are in and lending a helping hand. So.
Yep. As a reminder, they funded the purchase of the units we have to ensure that we, basically we're required to release the foam once a year too, and that's like a huge problem environmentally. And so they helped airports invest in recapture systems to ensure that it's not going into the environment, that we can dispose of it properly. So, so changes to come there. And then, I already covered the airport's hiring, so I'm all set. Any questions for me before we move on to finance?
Who compiles the minutes?
I
make sure you get your request in there, you drive.
Yeah.
Cameron corrected Commissioner Taggart.
I get first in.
First in line.
Right. It'll be available online at gjreport.com.
This is Shayla.
Off to me?
Yeah.
Alrighty. No payments yet over $100,000. We're definitely expecting that to change in the next couple of years as LA Trucking starts sending in all of their invoices to us. So, a couple more of those coming up here. I know Angela covered most of our expectations for air service and whatnot going on here. So far, we're still below budget, and honestly, we expect to, but our outlook is looking a lot better for the end of the year than it did when we originally forecasted it in the middle of the summer there. So, looking better than expected. August revenues, overall looking pretty good. We've got the fuel tax, rental car, and parking still carrying the team. rental car is just a little interesting. As they, with fewer passengers, we've still seen an increase in the duration of actual rentals going out, which is kind of an interesting, in conjunction with the higher fuel prices, it's all kind of helping make up for some of the reductions in other areas there.
And we still expect to exceed our revenue budget, even though we will fall short of hitting our inflation budget, just because those non-airline revenues are coming in so much higher than budget.
The balance sheet's still looking very good as well. Like I said, this will start to alter a little bit as we see more payments going out for construction season. We do, however, have a really good process in getting those reimbursed quickly, so we'll see some variances between potentially between the accounts receivable and cash, but they'll be very, very short-lived. We get a very quick turnaround at FAA reimbursing all of our payments for those big capital projects.
I'd love to have a current ratio like that in business. Mm-hmm. 9.62, holy shit.
And then this is just the recap of everything you had in your packet. Again, like Angela said, we're expecting our net income to come in well above what we budgeted for, regardless of lower passenger traffic, due to those non-aeronautical revenues. And yet, we do expect to use the entire, at least most of the expense budget as we move here. Are there any questions on anything you guys had?
buy the fuel, and then we sell most of it to our customers, either the airlines or the rental car companies. We use it for our equipment too, but that's a small portion. So we buy that fuel and then we sell it. And as fuel prices are going up, you know, we still get our same markup. But because of, you know, government financing, how it hits the books, it shows up as an expense, a higher expense, right? And revenues are also up. There's a chance, depending on what fuel prices do in the last quarter, that we could exceed our expense budget. If that happens, and it would be driven by this fuel issue, if that happens, we, first of all, we'll keep you informed and won't be surprised by it, but we can actually file a budget amendment in January. And so that's our plan right now. It's a, I mean, administratively, it's a process, right, to work with the state to file that amendment. So we don't want to have to do that unless we have to. But I just want to make sure that that doesn't surprise any of our commissioners should we need to do that, just because those fuel sales, you know, those fuel cost numbers are higher, and we have that corresponding revenue again. So it doesn't impact in a negative way that net income picture, but the government budgeting rules, we would need to file an amendment.
Sarah, what was in that $2.6 million non-operating expense that we're no longer seeing in actual? But in budget, you budgeted $2.6 million for a non-operating expense. And I'm just curious, what was that for and why did it go away? That's a really big number.
That is actually just a reflection of how much we haven't gotten through capital yet. Most of our capital expenses aren't coming in yet. So we do expect to spend that.
Okay.
It just hasn't come through.
Okay.
Yeah, because all
okay.
of the construction
okay.
is
so
being pushed
okay.
to the end of the year here. So.
But that would.
Yeah, we expect.
But that wouldn't
that
be an expense.
Yeah, because we're making, you know, there's huge payments for that. So the way we budgeted it was so that the project could start in the spring. The project really didn't start till June. So what you're looking at, that year-to-date number, it assumes that we've made substantial capital payments and we haven't.
It's the net.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you've had a fun month.
I always love your photos.
That's right.
That looks so good.
All right, Dylan. Ops.
Thank you. So
your presentation's already been given.
Yeah.
You got 2 minutes.
That was gonna be my next talk.
I know. It's a thunder.
80% of this has already been covered. So.
What's this about us all getting trained on plow trucks?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
I tried
to answer Rick's question. If it's any inclination, it would be 3 points of contact against the plow, just to give you an idea of how big the plow is.
Ooh, that's perfect.
Something you got to climb up to get.
Great.
So.
That makes it better.
That
makes it better.
You guys are
so you can look down on the car that you just moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, out here where Dylan does snow removal, he's hoping to not see cars next to him. That's a bigger
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as excited about us driving.
Are
you short on plow people? I was getting serious, you know that, right?
Yeah. We're not short.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah. Not yet.
Fine.
Although I'm always happy to entertain anybody coming out during snow removal operations to see how it works. I'm always happy to entertain that. So.
If it's to handle a shovel, no thanks.
Comes with a major caveat because I'm usually here at 2 in the morning beginning that operation.
Ooh,
so
okay.
I guess just be careful what you wish for. But if it is like a middle of day type of situation and then it works out, you know, we'd be happy to entertain them. So.
Cool.
So, moving on to the first part, happy to present this to you. If you recall, in March, the board approved a memorandum of understanding with the Colorado Division of Aeronautics and the FAA to install weather cameras on airport. Those have since been installed as of about 2 months ago and have been live over about 2 months now. So what you're looking at here is you're looking at some photos of the installation and then the finalized product there on a mast that is actually out in a centralized location in the middle of the airport between the convergence of the two runways.
How tall is that mast?
It's probably about 15 feet.
Oh, so you guys don't have to worry about
No, cameras it's not like an obstruction, and it's outside of any of the safety or electric free areas, so it's a pretty good location,
pilots are really good at finding those. Even small ones.
Yeah. So those are some photos. I put the URL that takes you directly to the Grand Junction specific portal in there. It's on the FAA WeatherCam website, so that's every airport that has this specific array. There's a lot already in the Colorado Mountain West area and on the Front Range that have them, as well as the state of Alaska. This pilot program actually came out of the state of Alaska with the FAA, so that's where it started. And then Colorado Division of Aeronautics saw how great of an idea this was to actually have it on some of the nav aids up on some of the high mountaintops, as well as some of the airports. So Colorado is really the first airport in the lower 48 to take it on. And we'll probably see it continue to expand out. But that's where we're at right now. I'm going to have Shayla go to the website here in a moment, but you can kind of see what it looks like on the website. I took a screenshot of it there. It's an array of four cameras that take a photo every 10 minutes of strategically pointed directions to look at nearby landmarks to give pilots an idea distance-wise what we're looking at when weather happens. So Shayla has it pointed there. So those arrows that she has shows what camera is pointed in what direction. Over on the right side there, those bottom four cameras, that's all of them. And then if you click on one, it'll bring it up on the larger. And then that camera on the, or that picture on the right shows what we look at on a clear day when it's 100-100. And we have no visibility obstructions. So it gives you an idea of where the landmarks are. So it shows Mount Garfield and the Mesa there. It also gives you the approximate elevations of those. So when a pilot looks, oh, the Mesa is not very visible right now. So that's what we're looking at visibility-wise right now. So it's actually kind of nice that it's raining right now. So we get an idea of seeing it in action. Because most of the time you look at it, it looks identical to the picture on the right. So.
Can we put that URL up on our airport website?
Absolutely. It's open to the public. It's an FAA-controlled website, so it's open to the public.
That URL is on there now under the General Aviation tab.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And I can walk you through how to get there.
No, I've been there. Since it got up.
I mean,
that's
this,
nice.
As early goes, this is a very handy website for pilots because it gives you almost every piece of weather information you would need locally, and then you can zoom out and navigate from airport to airport. And then what Shayla showed right now is the time lapse. So it'll basically take 5 hours of photos, and it'll show you a time lapse of those photos. And it'll show you what time they were taken. So every 10 minutes approximately is when it takes photos. I've been keeping an eye on it. FAA always advises that they may take it down for maintenance and all that kind of stuff, and I haven't seen it been taken down. And they usually say when that happens, it's pretty quick when it happens. So the FAA will continue to do technical support on this as we move forward. So it's pretty cool system. We're excited to have it on airport, and we just wanted to showcase it to the board to kind of show you what exactly it was you approved of in March. So
cool.
And again, speaking the graces of the Colorado Division of Aeronautics, but another thing that they've been piloting in this state. So we're happy that they reached out to us. We were definitely interested. So that Grand Junction was eligible. So
they've been really complimentary of Dylan and his team and getting it installed. And, again, we didn't pay for this. It's fully funded by them and it's managed by the FAA. So it's just this incredible enhancement that we just Dylan just had to be a good partner to help make it happen. So
yep.
Really cool.
So it runs.
And now,
on.
If you're considering whether you want to come out and ride in a plow truck, you can just look on the website first to see if there's snow.
It runs on Verizon Cellular, which is supplied by the state. The only thing right now the airport is supplying is the power to it, which is the minimus given the power that it needs to run. So
that's cool.
Any other questions on that? Otherwise, I just have one more general slide. Angela's already kind of covered the cert inspection. That was really good. Another year. Another happy visit with the FAA, so we're happy about that. The Denver sale, if you recall that, we were lining up to purchase a broom/plow from Hayden Airport. Unfortunately, the way that the state does it is it's kind of like a raffle program, if you will. The way they actually define it is kind of like a fantasy football draft. And this was the highest attended sale in the state's history. So there were 27 participating.
So when my grand jury instruction was called by, I asked, do I get to steal or do I have to pick something? So they laughed a little bit, but they didn't have to pick something. So
that looks like that takes less training than the.
Yeah, did you buy the paint kill card? Is that what you
bought? No, so this is an unrelated picture.
We're going to drive something.
That's your white elephant.
Right.
I like to distract the pictures.
Oh,
this
okay.
is an unrelated picture.
That
this
was
is
a new
general day to day. This is some early morning runway striping when we were doing this.
Okay.
Jake from our team doing a great job. I came out with him one morning to continue doing.
Or one night,
videos.
Depending on what kind of person you are. I mean, I think they're at 3, so.
This was 3 a.m., so. So that him doing a great job there. But going back to the Denver sale, we did sell one of our rooms, but we retained the other one since we were not able to buy that one Hayden room. So we're still good to go for snow removal. It's just as we go through the years and look to upgrade things, we'll start looking at other alternatives. So that will be the plan moving forward. So just wanted to keep everybody updated on that as well.
What's the expectation for an airport our size? Do we just automatically look for used stuff, or do we ever put a bid in, like, we just need a new something? And when you get into equipment that size?
Yeah, so, I mean, it depends. I mean, when it comes to new stuff right now, especially right now, yeah, I mean, if you were to order something new, I mean,
like it just doesn't exist.
You're probably not going to be up for 2 years, at
yeah.
least, talking to other airports. So sometimes, I mean, you're just looking at other things that are mechanically sound. It might not be the newest thing, but it operates.
Yeah.
And something that may readily be, available in the town. Parts and all those types of things. So it depends on the piece of equipment. Some things are more readily available than others. So it's just one of those things that I don't really have an answer. I mean, some things, sometimes if you get it new, great. But with the wait times right now, sometimes it's better to get something that might be local mm-hmm. and a little bit more used that's available. The good news for us is that we don't see what they typically see on the other side of the mountains. So a lot of our storms are extremely manageable with the fleet that we have.
Right.
It's just always looking ahead for some of those things that we could potentially upgrade when we need to. And this opportunity in the Denver sale seemed like one of those opportunities. Unfortunately, we just fell a little short in the number that was called. So.
When you say the Denver sale, is that, so does the, is it a private, I'm just trying to figure out how to ask the question. It seems like that was managed, and it was almost like a government sale kind of a deal where...
So yeah, this is going to be seeing the graces again of the Division of Aeronautics. This was, Angela, feel free to jump in if you want, but this originates from DIA having such a large fleet of vehicles, whether it was snow removal equipment, mowers, or what have you, that the Division of Aeronautics thought it would be a great idea, instead of just selling those off privately or an auction, let's provide them to potentially other airports that either A, can't afford them or may not have the ability or the resources that a den has. And we may help you, depending on what it is, help you purchase part of that equipment. So what the Colorado Division of Aeronautics does is they will provide up to 80% of your first purchase from the sale, and then the airport's up for the other 20%, and then everything thereafter is 50-50.
Wow.
So
you think of an airport like Leadville, it's tiny. Right? I mean, they generate like nothing, right? And it snows like 10 months a year or something. So, like, they have to have snow removal equipment to stay open. How are they? They can never purchase new equipment, right? And so, it's how, the 76 public airports in Colorado can maintain fleets, that really serve them well. And then they allow other airports to sell too. But they call it the Denver sale because it started as just Denver equipment.
Got it.
And, it's still mostly Denver.
So it was Hayden's brush, but it was at the Denver sale.
Yes, it was facilitated through that sale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like we sold our room through that sale too. It's called the Denver sale.
Got it.
Because you used to have to schlep the equipment over there too, but now it's all virtual. So.
Do we get more ping pong balls with our logo on it next time to see if we get to move up?
Yeah. Well, I was confused because we had just gotten an email the day before that said there were 15 airports participating in. I'm like, Dylan, what number did you get? Because, his face, he can't hide anything. And so, I'm like, what number did you get? And he's like, 21. I'm like, how did you get, higher than the number of participants? Like, what did
you
do? But he's in the penalty box.
So it's going to be random again next year. It's random. It's not like those guys moved to the back of the line.
It's supposedly random. And we're like, oh, yeah, it's really random.
I mean, I was happy because the employee that does all their IT and stuff was wearing a Grand Junction Airport and kept standing right in front of the camera. So we were being showcased very well during the sale, but no, it's a nice, good, fair.
What about the?
Chuck is outside of practice. My husband has a speaking engagement, and I'm pretty sure he's getting rained out right now. I got him.
Yeah.
Sorry. Although I'm very excited for you and your auction process. Do better next time, Dylan.
Have better luck.
That sounded like a skadoosh.
It's
fair of you to Angela's point that Lightville has an operating budget of whatever, something small versus a Grand Junction, where if it was a bid or an auction, we could always outbid some of those smaller airports that don't have the ability. So by doing this, it makes it fair.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
I have to say it's a good system. So.
But there's plenty of small airports like Hayden that actually purchase new equipment because snow removal is such an important part of their business, right? I mean, all their traffic is in the winter and snow all the time. That's just not the case here, so it's trying to balance that. Dylan has just done an incredible job with Fleet. Fleet's part of his team. And really looking and saying, what is equipment that we could use year-round that can be used for snow removal? Because that's what we really need. It minimizes our storage needs and things like that. So we're in pretty good shape, but we still have a ways to go there. But he and Ben go check out equipment on a regular basis right now, just looking for what's local.
Is it mostly inner airport then, or is there like a private like brokerage that also deals in this sort of stuff?
Yeah, there's many options. There's private, there's other type of interagency auctions and bids and whatnot. It's just trying to be opportune, and it's also getting what works for your fleet, because there might be some things already available that we don't need.
Yeah.
So.
Don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of used equipment that works well.
Yeah.
Great cost savings.
Yeah, and I mean, there's certain brands that are very prominent in town here, and trying to get something that's compatible with that.
Right.
So.
But as Ben Peck is internally famous for saying, we're trying to at least replace the equipment that's from the 1900s.
Yeah. Fair.
And big call out to Curtis too, who is our fleet supervisor, who does a great job maintaining those vehicles. Some of our are a little bit older, but they're still mechanically sound. And useful to give you them, so.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben?
We'll keep it short. So Dylan's got lots of cool projects, and Brian's about having more pictures in this presentation. Our guys primarily, the grounds have done just routine maintenance. We have a few projects we wrapped up. You probably recall last year about this time we approved the purchase of the trench drains, so we get all the water away from the southern side of the terminal building. So in between regular routine maintenance, it would take time and do it. So we got the last of the 7 trench drains installed and working really well. Terminal structural items, not laboratories, if you recall, some time ago you guys approved them to work on a design to repair a retaining wall off of gate 6. They had a little bit of a shakeup in the Denver office, and so they brought that project back over to Grand Junction. So I'm looking at possibly having that design wrapped up by in a month, and hopefully out to bid and come back to you with some prices here in the near future. And then I've reached out to them about the annual assessment that they recommended we do for this terminal building, where Stan and his team will come out and measure things. So hoping to complete that before the end of the year as well. Passenger loading bridges. Last year we ended up doing the big repair on one of the old dune bridges off of gate 3. We had to replace the jack screw with inside one of the lift tubes. The company that did that actually went out of business, and it was the last company supporting the dune industry line of bridges. So it's kind of left us in a pretty bad spot. We didn't have a supplier for parts, and we had limited service contacts. We were fortunate enough here recently, a company called A-Bridge reached out to us, and they've actually picked up the rights to support the Dune line. And we recently had them come out here and do some fine-tuning on gate 3 just to make sure it was good to go after the last company went out. The neat thing that they shared with us, and we're kind of just diving into it, they're still a relatively new company, but they have a really good relationship with JBT Aerotech out of Utah that did our gate 1 passenger loading bridge. What they do is they've got this new model where they can take old loading bridges that the JBT brand consider us when you look at replacing your loading bridges, because we can oftentimes save the overall price of a bridge by 30%. And that got my attention really quick.
Hmm.
So we're kind of looking into it. They've got a few bridges that have already been pushed out to some larger airports, and we can kind of see that track record and see how they perform. So we were really happy to find not only support for the two older bridges, but maybe an alternative to buying a brand new bridge. The other neat thing is new bridges currently, there's a heck of a long lead time on them. You're 1 to 2 years out, where they said they can refurbish like two bridges if we wanted and have them here in 5 to 6 months. So really looking forward to that, maybe saving some money, recycling something that's old. Yes. And then you might see some landside improvements out there. The guys recently started doing a little refresh of the main roundabout there, kind of the main attraction as you come up the Ransom Drive. So we've got some new plants going in. We've done a fair amount of replacement trees and shrubs. Rick can probably attest to what the city's been going through with all the beetle kill and the trees. We've seen a lot of that here on the airport. I think last week they planted 14 trees and 70-some shrubs. So, but we're trying to get some shadow trees in there too, so we start losing some of the other ash, or at least be a tree behind that, so it's not as noticeable. And then last but not least, Quint had reached out to us and said they started the cleanup out at the 29 Road Farm location, where it was a kind of joint venture with our neighbor and us. Basically, he was going to hire somebody, as you may recall from another meeting, to come in and to do that, and we've agreed to pay for some of that cleanup. So they've actually started that, just to dress up that neglected section of property we have out there.
That's just west of Stacy Cook's property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that north of Interstate.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
there's been lots of discussion about the state-owned property east of
just
there.
Just going to ask about
and
that.
And that site. This, you know, is on the other side of Stacy's property, and there is a little house out there,
mm-hmm.
and used to have farm animals. There's no farm animals, but, you know, we've leased them, all of our land. You all approved that, all the land out there, so they can irrigate it and farm all of that, and then we've just been splitting 50-50 the cleanup, because it's just a big pile of junk that really sits right smack in between our property line. So it's a diagonal. Our property out there actually has a diagonal property line. You have to find the tree, like, to draw the line, really. So we've just been splitting 50-50, but, you know, it's finally really getting cleaned up out there, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tree stumps, and actually Trent of the city pointed us to a perfect use for that. Evidently there was an old pit or something that got filled, that they really needed some huge tree stumps for bird habitats. So I think that's where those are going, which is great, because we're talking like gobs and gobs of 10 foot in diameter.
Yeah, you
tree
know
stumps.
Some of it, that's just a
so yeah. Mm-hmm. So ours has not been a point of discussion, and we hope it will not be a point of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the kind of the common goal between us and our neighbors is that we know that the 29 road interchange is picking up speed. It's coming sooner or later. It's just time to clean it up and have it ready.
I wish I was as optimistic about Ben your comment the sooner. I came from a meeting last week where the county updated us on the most recent CDOT meeting, and they're still questioning 3 decades later whether there's a need for it.
Really?
I have some meetings this week or next week on the subject, but I can't believe that they're still questioning whether there's a need.
Mm.
It just doesn't seem possible to me.
Yeah.
But it was kind of discouraging to hear.
Yeah,
but we'll push it. We'll push it. So.
So that's all I had. Just really short and sweet. So.
Great.
Any
thanks.
Questions?
Thank
you.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Josh, did you have anything for us? You had to sit out there all night.
Nothing for me this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Jeremy, thank you for being here. Anybody have any other business before we go to executive session? Okay, Dan, we will, I'm not sure how we connect with you on this part of it, but we'll.
We need a official motion to adjourn the regular meeting and then move into executive session.
Do we adjourn?
I don't think, do we?
I think we.
In the old days, we didn't. So do we adjourn after we come back from executive?
Right.
Yeah. Adjourn.
Correct.
Yep, okay. So we will just thank all the staff and send you on your way. Let's take 10 minutes or whatever we need, guys, and then we'll get going quick.
That sounds great.
Clay, can you ask for a motion to have it read into the record to move into executive session?
Yeah, should we do that before we take a little break?
Yes, please.
Okay. Someone be willing to make a motion to move into executive session, please.
I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
I propose a motion to go into executive session as authorized by Colorado Revised Statute Section 246-402-4A regarding a new lease at the Grand Junction Regional Airport Authority property and II assignment of the Sky Ventures lease.
And do we need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. We are in executive session. We're going to take about a 10-minute break.